Hey guys, it's been a few days since I've done an update, but I feel like I've got to do one now because a bunch of stuff going on. One of the things was that I was having problems on my phone, and my phone is primarily where I post, record and post to the Anchor.fm service that hosts the podcast Moments. Anyway, don't want to get into that. It's too boring, techno blah. But I'm back on my phone, which means I can record again. And I've had just kind of like a miscellany of things happen over the last bit that I just want to kind of stuff into one update. We'll call it a generic update post. To the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame update. Oh my God, I've just pulled it up on my web and I do not believe what I'm seeing here. The Dave Matthews Band camp has rallied to number one in the fan vote. Now, total votes counted now, 3.6 million votes counted. They have bumped Pat Benatar into the number two spot. But otherwise, the top five look about the same. Dave Matthews is now pulling 400,000 votes, just over 400,000 votes. Pat Benatar now at 371,000. Doobie Brothers in third, 335,000. Soundgarden at number four, 331,000. And Judas Priest pulling up the number five spot, 291,000, almost 292,000 votes. Now, other than Pat Benatar and Doobie Brothers, who were in my picks, my other picks are, well, they're kind of spread out all over. I'm really surprised about Kraftwerk. They're third from the bottom. Todd Rundgren, Nine Inch Nails hanging out together in the kind of the middle there. And my one vote, Depeche Mode, just missing the top five. So that's the Rock Hall. My God, Dave Matthews Band fans are rabid. Good luck, guys. I don't think it's very unlikely. Even Dave Matthews himself, I think, has gone about and said, this is too soon, too much too soon. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I've always known that DMB fans are a unique crowd. This kind of, while I was surprised to see it, it doesn't surprise me at all to see that this is happening, because they will probably not give up until it's lopsided. From what I understand, again, I'm not in that crowd and I don't see it, but it feels like that's the kind of thing that would happen around Dave Matthews Band. Anyway, that's all for Rock Hall Vote. More updates as we get closer to the final date. We've still got 2 months, guys. About two months before they close the polls on this. So anything can happen. What else is going on? Well, I also was delayed in posting because it's around this time of year that I renew the cost of the website, because I pay annually for hosting the website and podcast feeds. Now, nobody asked me to do this. Holy crap. I mean, there's no real reason to do this, but I pay for a business level service. And the reason I do that, which comes to less than a dollar a day, honestly, but that's still, you know, you can do the math, that's quite a bit, as opposed to a free site. A free site would be nice and certainly doable, especially now that I'm hosting the audios on a separate free service. So cost-wise, this is not a consideration. I could definitely do this. I used to host the Quantum Zen websites on my own server at home, so the only cost to having those would be me maintaining a computer to do it. But because I use WordPress, and WordPress is kind of like the Microsoft of blogs, in that they're the majority of the blogs on the internet, and the self-hosted sites tend, unless you've got a really professional security specialist on your server, or you pay for a premium service on a web host that lets you build your own WordPress site, essentially, they get hacked a lot. And I got to a point where mine had gotten to popular enough online that it started to get picked apart by bots and things like that. I paid a pretty premium price to a pretty premium web host, and their service still didn't cut it. they were still like, well, listen, if you want to have these particular features, we can't cover you. We don't guarantee these things, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, fine. Well, if I'm going to pay for a website that I need to have be secure and not spend a lot of time doing it myself, I'll go to the source. So I stopped self-hosting my WordPress blog, and I went right to WordPress themselves and said, give me a site. And I was a free site for a while. And again, I wanted to do more than what their free service allowed, because I'd just come from a highly customizable site. And the other thing was that when being hosted on WordPress themselves, they run ads, which is completely their right to do, in order to help cover costs and things like that. They're offering you a free site. It's their servers. So you know what? They tend to embed ads in a free blog. And I didn't want that anymore either. Plus, I wanted the ability to add some custom scripts and some plugins and things like that. And for a business level account, they'll let you do that. They won't guarantee that they'll work, and they actually have some pretty hard security parameters that you can't do some certain things that you would be able to do if you ran your own server, which is, you know, all right, you know, it's a fair to middle in exchange there. I still find it worth it, and I get a lot of disk space, I get a lot of storage. Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that, but it just kind of happened. Anyway, long version of the story is that when it comes around time for the bill every year, it's a bit of a punch. Now I could run like some budgeting software and set some money aside and blah, 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 but you know, who really does anything like that ever? Not very many people. I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with a thing to start covering costs for myself, but I gotta be honest, I'm watching all of these creator sites, membership sites, Patreons, GoFundMes, what have yous, pop up. And I've got an interesting opinion about that kind of stuff, because it's basically fundraising. And my relationship with fundraising for personal gains, well, I mean, there's laws around it, right? I mean, anything that's an income is technically taxable. And so your options for collecting money as gifts or, you know, I don't even know what the actual fiscal terminology is. Charitable contributions? I don't know. Basically, I don't want to form a whole company around this thing just to be able to make sure that I'm paying the proper taxes or whatever like that, right? Like, they you know, I don't know that a lot of people that start up these fundraisers understand the tax implications or not. I can't even claim that I do, other than I'm pretty sure it's taxable income at some level. It needs to be reported for taxes. And because I don't sell a product, because I'm not a brand other than as a way to identify myself online, and I'm not out there making my own ads or getting ad deals or, you know, I'm not generating any other income for this. It's not the point of this. It really isn't the point of this at all. I've got to find that place where investing the money in it makes sense. The way I justify it right now is this. It's a website. It's a website that is hosted and that I use as both a sandbox and as a place to log my journals. And the idea that I share them publicly is, you know, I don't know that very many people use it for that reason, nor do they feel like it's worthy. There's a lot of opinions about making podcasts, and I still subscribe to the idea that while that's well and good, if you're in a business, you know, and you're out to make money, all that makes sense. But if you're not really in it to make money, but it still has a cost to it, like, you got to do something to justify paying for the service. So I haven't figured out, should I just cinch my belt and save money? Probably. That's probably the easiest, most makes sense kind of answer. But there is a part of me that feels like I am being a creator, like I am offering up something. But do I ask for help to cover that? I don't know. I think if I was more of a creative, like if I was making any kind of art, you know, pick your media, pick your style, it'd be easier. Because I see a lot of artists, struggling artists, and the struggle of the artist, which is to, you know, get their name out there, try their damnedest to actually both hone their art and get compensated for it, instead of, you know, the bias that, you know, people that don't create art just assume you want to be seen. I'm wholly, you know, not behind that privileged and ignorant outlook. I do think artists should get compensated for everything they do, everything they make available to be, you know, consumed in that way. But yeah, I'm not that. I'm not a musician. I'm not a singer. I'm not a writer. I'm not a poet. I have creative thoughts. My problem with my creativity is that I have zero follow through. I get really inspired to do certain things. I get interested in certain fields. I dabble. I like the knowledge end of things. But I'm horrible at expressing myself in any other way but my own voice. And I don't really have all that much to say. You know, is it a neurotic thing that I like to record myself? Probably. Do I like the sound of my own voice? Most certainly. Is it of value to anybody at all but me? I kind of doubt it. So I don't know. You know, I really do kind of lack that follow through to focus it into anything interesting, in the same way that I, you know, I'm interested in hearing about technologies, or I'm interested in testing them out, or, you know, I own all this great photographic gear, but I don't really do anything with it except for when the inspiration strikes. I don't know. I should probably talk to a therapist about that stuff. But these things have a real cost, you know, and I it's a bit of a struggle. That's why, again, things waited until today, where I actually paid the bill. I'm good for another year, so it's not going anywhere. But if I'm going to continue to do this year after year, I should figure out a better way to handle the financial end of it, for sure. You know, I keep thinking that some muse will eventually get me, and I'll find the medium that strikes the chord with my voice, and it all kind of comes together. Occasionally I'll find a format that is familiar, or, you know, makes sense, and I'll go do that. But like I said, I lack any real discipline to be consistent enough, to be regular enough, to turn it into anything that would closely resemble a product. So, well, that's how things are there. And yeah, other than that, we are T-minus, what, 12, 13 days to Sagittarius season? That means shortly thereafter, less than a month away from my birthday. And that's the other thing that I keep this blog kind of up for, is it kind of right around this time of year is when I start thinking about getting older. And this is my gift kind of to myself, my yearly gift to myself, to have a place to put my thoughts and my endeavors of whatever is, you know, like the beginning of this year, it was all about photography. Man, I was going to get hard into photography. And I don't know that I made it through January, February, like all New Year's resolutions, you know, it just kind of something happens and the best efforts just kind of fall short. So I don't know what this next year will be. I know that I'll maintain the blog. I mean, the Quantum Zen domain is well over 10 years old. I've had it for quite a while. And so I guess once I get past a certain point, it's easier to keep something up. It would actually, I thought about letting it go this year. I thought about maybe I'm not really doing anything with this, but somehow it manages to persist. And I like that. I like that at the very least, if I ever get super serious about running a website with a blog component and maybe with some other social to it or whatever like that. I know how to do it. I could, you know, I'm not the greatest designer, nor am I the greatest artist, but the administration and the maintaining and certainly the paying of the bill, I can do those things. I know how to do them. But anyway, yeah, so that's the update for now. We're running 15 minutes, so I'll wrap it up. This is going to be, I think I used to call these grab bags. So this is going to be another grab bag episode. Stay tuned. I'm still working on my top 10 movie list. I'm trying to decide if I've got any metrics settled in. So that might be end of year at this point. Because again, birthdays and holidays and all that kind of stuff are going to come in. But yeah, we never quite know with me. I know that I'm not unusual in that a lot of people have this problem of picking a direction and just going for it. I'd like to say that, you know, certain fears or certain limitations of that kind of stuff keep me from, but I don't know that that's the truth. I'm not really afraid of committing to something. I get interested in something else. I'm very much ooh shiny. That goes back most of my life. Yeah, it's hard for me to keep my head down. I was never a studier. I was never my kind of study is very intense, very hard, very short time, very short term. It's I like to blame it on the public school system of the 70s, which only trained you to pass tests, which I was very good at doing. You know, here's the essential knowledge. They'll be on the test. And I retained nothing else. So anyway, that's me waxing philosophical there. I'm going to wrap it up now. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye now.